Okay, let's have a look at completing the form P11DB. An important dual purpose return. It's the declaration that all P11Ds are correct and complete, and then it's the return of Class 1A National Insurance contributions. We have to add up all the brown box entries on the return, totaling the benefits liable to Class 1A National Insurance contribution from the forms P11D that are being submitted. We might need to adjust this figure if there are any employees that have come from or gone abroad and where they don't have a national insurance liability. Apply the relevant percentage, which is still 12.8%, to the total benefits liable to Class 1A national insurance contribution, and that's the amount to pay. The P11Ds are due by the 6th of July, the P11DB is due by the 6th of July, and of course the Class 1A national insurance must be paid by the 19th of July 2007. This is a very important deadline, a very important form that has to be submitted. And indeed, I would say if the revenue have issued a P11DB form to the employer and there's no P11Ds, my advice would be to complete it as a nil form and send it back. Okay, to bring this session to an end, what I want to remind you of is some common P11D errors to avoid. Things that cause problems when the revenue come and carry out their inspections and go away with large checks sometimes. First thing is the failure to report any or all expenses or benefits. Remember, there's a reporting requirement. Is there a car that's not a pool car that should have gone on P11D? One of the big items, the failure to include VAT in the cost of any expense payments or benefits that have to be reported. And then the failure to include the full costs of providing the benefits. A Christmas party, for example, that costs more than £150 a head, add in the VAT, add in the cost of the band, add in the cost of the flowers, what have you. List prices of cars reported on the P11D. Not the second-hand price, not the discounted price, the actual list price of the car when it was new. That's what has to be reported on the P11D. CO2 emission figure's wrong. Was the figure right last year? Make sure it's the same figure this year. Assets such as cars sold to employees or directors below their market value. It's not book value. What was the market value? That what has to be reported on the P11D. Home to work reimbursement. His work, a temporary place of work, should the cost of travel from home to the place of work been reported on the P11D, or should it have gone through the payroll? Staff entertaining and working lunches, which are taxable benefits subject to the exemption for the annual staff function, should it have been reported? Personal telephones, again, the sort of thing that's picked up so often. Employers paying for the top-up of mobile phones, personal mobile phones, can't prove it's business, taxable benefit. And are there any other personal expenses or costs not shown on the P11D? And finally, it can be easier next time. Think about P11D dispensations if there isn't one already. They exclude the non-taxable items from the reporting chain. If, in preparing the P11Ds, you've identified taxable items that the employer doesn't want to put on the P11D, think about setting up a PAYE settlement agreement. This can be done by the 6th of July after the end of the tax year. Taxed award scheme can apply to third-party benefits. That's up to the third party. And again, to make the job easier, should be using P11D software, the Idiot's Guide to Doing P11Ds. Worth looking at. Well, that's it for today. Good luck with doing your P11Ds. Thank you.